I was talking to somebody just a couple of days ago, and this is one of the things that I remember. I'm 55 years old. And I remember this is an event that took place when I was probably 5 or 6, maybe 7 years old. So we're talking 40-some years. And still, the images of this and even the emotions of this are very vibrant in my own remembrance. The things that we see and the things that we put into ourselves, the things that we visualize, has a great impact on us. That's why if you look around at the things that our culture focuses on, there is so much graphicness in all things, whether it's the graphic nature of some movies and the gore and the violence, whether it's the graphicness of just the sensual nature or the sexual focus. It is all so graphic. It's all so out there and so prevalent. So we just become accustomed to seeing these kinds of things. And the more we see those things, the more we accept them. The more we become hardened to the harshness of those things. The things that we put into our souls by the things that we see do have an impact on us. And that's true of all of us, but I really believe that is true for children. It's more true for children than it is for us. So we do a huge disservice to our young generation, whether they're teenagers or younger. We do a huge disservice by allowing so much of this graphic nature, graphic visual nature, again, whether it's sexual, whether it's violence, we do a huge disservice because those things that we bring into visually, we bring into our soul, it stays with us. The story that I was going to tell you from when I was like 5, 6, 7 years old. Now, this is not graphic at all. And yet, this is how strong that image was. I was watching TV with my father, and I couldn't sleep, so it was a late night program we were watching. And I don't even know what the program even was. It was a movie of some kind. This is how old it was. We were watching it, but the movie was still a black and white movie. And I remember as a 5 or 6 year old watching this movie, and I can see this image so clearly in my mind today. That the villain in the film had actually poisoned an apple. And there was like a little, you could see a little circle in the apple where he had placed the poison. And the hero in the movie bit into the apple and died. And I remember being as a little boy being stunned by that. And I remember literally for weeks and weeks afterwards talking to my father about that and trying to figure out, well, but how did the bad guy win and the good guy lose? It just didn't process. And now, again, that's not a very graphic image. But I can still recall the emotions that I felt. This is 50 years later. I can still recall the emotions that I felt in watching that and the struggle that I had in those weeks afterwards trying to process what that meant. That visual image, simple though it may be and not very graphic, symbolized something to me that obviously bothered me and is still. How many images can you remember from when you were 5 or 6 years old? How many images, whether they be pictures or whether they be TV shows or film images, how many images can you really recall? Well, the more years that go by, if you're 25, you probably have a hard time remembering images you saw at 5 or 6. Now, if you're 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, it gets even harder. So if I'm talking about an image that I saw almost 50 years ago and still that image is in my mind, still that image is very vibrant, I can see that picture clearly. That just tells you it did something to my soul. It did something inside of me that I've never forgotten. That is the strength and the power of images. Now, that's a very simple image that I'm talking about, and yet it's lasted with me my entire life. What are some of the images that we're allowing into our own lives as adults? Bad enough. But the things that we allow our children to see. Little children see very many graphic images, and you can't protect them from it because just driving down the road, sometimes you're going to see some images on billboards that are graphic. It's almost impossible, even just watching television and watching promos for other shows. Some of those have images, and while they may not be graphic in their gore, they still are images that are haunting. And for a child, it would be very fearful. For an adult, it should be also, but we've just hardened ourselves to it. We need to be careful the things that we allow into ourselves, into our souls. We need to be cautious about what we allow into the souls, because the things that we allow into the soul eventually sets the direction of our mind, and where our mind goes, that's where we go. So what we bring into our soul, the images that we bring into our soul, affect us. And it affects where our mind then goes. And where our mind goes, that's where we're going to go. So those images that we put in are very powerful things. This is what it says in Job. In Job chapter 31, this is Job as he's making his final arguments with his friends. And in verse number 31, verse number 1, he says, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Job is understanding that there is imagery is powerful. And what you put your mind to, what you see with your eyes, what you see with your eyes, you take into your being. You take it into your mind, which is part of your soul. You're taking those things that you see and you're bringing them into your soul. And Job's understanding that which he puts before his eyes is going to affect his mind. Here's how it says in the Amplified Bible. I dictated a covenant, an agreement, to my eyes. How then could I look lustfully upon a girl? For what portion should I have from God above if I were lewd? And what heritage from the Almighty on high? Job is saying, look, I made a covenant with my eyes. I dictated a covenant. I'm the one that instructed my eyes what I would see and what I would allow my eyes to see. Because if I am viewing things, if I'm allowing things into my mind that are lewd, what did Job say? If I do those things, what portion should I have from God? In other words, I'm cutting off the blessings of God in my life if I allow those things into my mind. Job's understanding the danger of allowing images or allowing things into our minds, because those things that we see, it affects our minds. What I see is where my mind is going to go. And where my mind goes, it's going to lead me in the direction that I will eventually go also. So Job continues on, and if we look down a few more verses, and he just continues talking about the impact and the ramifications if he allows those things into his mind. And he said that these things lead to uncontrolled passions. Look what it says in verse number 12. For uncontrolled passion, and these are the things that come, depending upon what he allows in his eyes. He realizes if he allows certain things into his vision, into his eyes, it stirs something in his soul, and it stirs the passions, the wrong passions, the incorrect passions. And those passions will drive him and dictate where he goes. And if he allows his passions to dictate where he goes, those passions are going to take him to a place that are going to be away from the things of God and the blessings of God. He says, for uncontrolled passion is a fire which consumes to abaden. Now, abaden means for destruction, for ruin, the place of final torment. That fire, once lighted, would rage until all is consumed and would burn to the root all my life's increase. Well, those are powerful words. If I can go back and I can remember an image that I saw that I had to deal with when I was 5 or 6 years old, and it still carries today, decades later, it still carries, I can remember, I can recall those emotions and the confusion, and I can see clearly that picture, that image. And that's a very simple image. So what are the images that we are allowing into our young people's minds and into their eyes? And what are the images that we are even allowing into our own eyes and thus into our own soul? We need to think about the things that we are bringing in, because as we bring it into our eyes, bring it into our mind, our thoughts, which is part of our soul. If we bring it into our thoughts and our soul, that is where our mind will go. And where your mind goes, that's where you will go. And that stirs uncontrolled passions, which Job said is a fire which consumes to destruction, to ruin, to the place of final torment. And that fire once lit. See, once you get an image, it's hard to get that image out. Once you allow an image in your mind, once you see something, you can't get it out. How many things have you seen that disturbed you? You were uncomfortable watching. It was disturbing to you. When it's disturbing to you, that means it's doing something in your mind and in your soul. It's disturbing you. And once you ignite that fire, in your own strength and abilities, you will not be able to control those things. What are you bringing into your soul, to your mind? What are you bringing in by the things that you're looking at? by the things that you're seeing. And I'm talking about things that you look at in, whether it's movie, TVs, books, online. What are you bringing in? Because it's having an effect on you. And those images are hard to eradicate once we allow them. That's why Job said, I dictated a covenant, an agreement to my eyes. He's saying he's the one that dictated. So here's what we do. If these things I'm saying to you, if it causes concern in you at all, don't be fearful. I don't say these things so that we'd be fearful. The Bible tells us these things so that we will be cautious and protective. Now, if you've already allowed some of those images into your mind, you can put a stop to it. But it starts with what Job did. Job had to start by making a determination. He made the determination that he would protect his soul. He would protect what went into him, what he saw. He'd protect himself. You have to make the decision to do that. Now, the advantage that you and I have that Job didn't have is Job still had to do that on his own abilities. And I'm just being honest with you. If you try to do spiritual things, if you try to accomplish spiritual victories in your life with your own natural strength, you're going to fall short all the time, every time. It's imperative that we make the decision. Job made the decision. I made a covenant with my eyes. I covenanted that my eyes would not see those things. He made a decision. Now, you and I, we have to make that decision. But then we have the power of the Holy Spirit that is within us to give us the strength and the ability to live up to that which we committed to. We have to make the commitment. We start the process. We make the commitment. And then once we made that commitment, we trust the Holy Spirit to give us the power and the ability to protect ourselves, to protect us. If you look in the book of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 1, verse number 8, but Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself. Now, this is talking about eating. By eating the king's riches, the wine that he drank, and therefore he requested the chief of the eunuchs that he might be allowed not to defile himself. Now, this is a different kind of intake, but again, Daniel understood that it was imperative to not allow certain things into his person. Daniel had to determine. He determined in his heart he would not defile himself. Job made the determination. He made a covenant with his eyes that he would not allow things, images, into his very soul. He would not do that. You know, they always talk about, well, I mean, you see it yourself. If there's an accident on the highway, why is it that traffic slows down? Nothing's changed. All the lanes are open. The car that's off to the side is off to the side. It's not actually impeding traffic. And yet traffic slows down. Why? Because you just have to look. There's something about human nature that has to look. And to look, you slow down to look. You know, they say, you know, why do people watch Indy cars or, you know, NASCAR? It's to see the crashes. You just can't peel yourself away. You just want to see. But this is where you have to make the determination and say, there's certain things I don't want to see. You know, my wife told me, and this will seem like this might seem like a silly thing, but I've honored this for my wife because I believe that she's hearing from the Holy Spirit. This is years and years ago. The movie came out. Tom Hanks was in a movie. It was a World War II movie called Saving Private Ryan. And I know that the movie was very graphic, especially in the opening scenes. Very graphic in the taking of some of those beaches, those beachheads that the American and the British forces took. It was very graphic in what happened. And a huge percentage of the soldiers who landed there never even got off the beach. They were just killed. And it was so graphic and it was so realistic that they said World War II veterans who were watching it actually had difficulty because it was so real. It brought back all those emotions. Okay, well, that tells you something. That tells you something about what they saw, what those soldiers saw still more than a generation later. And those emotions were stirred when they saw that again. Those images you can't eradicate. But I love history, and I knew my wife would not want to go see the movie because it was very graphic violently, but I wanted to go see it, and so a friend of mine was going to go with me, and my wife told me, she said, I don't want you to see it. And I said, I'm not going to go see it with you, I was going to go see it with my friend. She said, I don't want you to go see it. And I said, why? She said, because I don't want you to see those images. And I said, Donna, they're just images, they're just, you know, it's not real. She said, I know that, but they're very graphic images. And these are the images. I don't want those images in your mind. And I said, why is this so important to you? And I will never forget what she told me. And this is what I want to leave you with this morning, and think about this. She said, "I love the sensitivity of your heart. And I don't want the tenderness of your heart to in any way be tainted by the images that you take in. I don't want you to see those things, because I don't want you to become hard and harsh like the world. And if you see those things, it's going to affect your heart. And I don't want anything to change that tender heart that I love." Well, there's no way that I could not respond to that. And so, how many years has that been out? And you can see Saving Private Ryan, even on TV, which means you're going to get a very watered-down version. A lot of the violence will be taken away. And yet still, even though it's been on TV, I'll see it on TV and I'll think, but I won't watch it, because I honor what my wife said. Because I do understand the truth of what she was saying. Those things, those images that you bring into yourself, it affects your heart. It affects who you are. That's why Daniel said, "I have determined." But Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself, which is the same thing that Job came down to. "I dictated a covenant and agreement to my eyes that I would not look lustfully upon a girl." He's taking care of what he sees to make sure he controls those images that come in, so that those images and those things, the images are the images of this fallen world. And if you allow those images of the fallen world and the harshness of the fallen world into your very soul, it affects your soul. It affects your heart. And it will stir passions in your heart that are contrary to God. And as Job so eloquently cited, "For uncontrolled passion is a fire which consumes to destruction, ruin, and a place of final torment. That fire, once lighted, would rage until all is consumed and would burn to the root of all my life's increase." He realizes he's going to affect the increase that God has for him because of what he would allow into his own heart, into his own life. Think about the things that you allow into your soul by the images, by the things that you see. Make the decision. Determine today, I'm going to control those things that come in. I will control those things that come into my soul by the things that I see, because I want to keep this heart pure, pure for Jesus Christ, pure that I can walk in all the increase that he has for me and be pleasing to him. It's important that we control those things.